This is Jack White on behalf of the Capital District Growth Team with another Monday morning message. We have something different this week. Jill Manninger of Indianapolis, who is new to the staff of Qantas International as Director of Growth and Club Excellence, is with us to talk about a new topic, that a new initiative of Qantas International that I think would be interesting to a lot of people. Her background, she's only been at KI a short time, but she's been a Quanian for many years, distinguished SEC president and so on, and has a background in corporate sales and marketing. Tell us about this new concept.
Sure. Thank you for having me. One of the initiatives that the Qantas International Board has passed down as part of our plan to see our growth get to 1 million members by 2015 is this idea of a club satellite. And the idea is that if you have an existing Qantas club, but for any number of reasons, there may be a smaller group of individuals who need to meet outside of the regular club meeting, that they could do so and still be considered members of that larger club. A couple of examples would be that you might have a school that wants to have a service leadership program, and the administrators at the school, while they would like to be members of Qantas, will never be able to join the existing club for lunch, but they could meet independently and work their service project around the service leadership program.
And what other types of groups might want to join a existing club that way, or might want to, in effect, segment themselves within an existing club?
Sure. A couple things we've seen is that maybe with a very traditional Qantas organization, they may have a core of younger members, which we're hoping all clubs are recruiting, but those younger members may not enjoy that traditional style of club environment.
Ring the gong and get started. Huh?
Exactly, and sing the song. So they may choose to meet separately and do more of a social meeting, but still participate in the service work that the larger club does, the fundraising, but they just choose maybe not to do those meetings.
Now, I understand that some clubs might call this a committee with its own chair, so to speak?
Sure. I know that going on now in Canada, one of the larger city clubs has 100 members or more, but they also have this core group of members under 40 who meet separately, and they've identified a committee chair, and they refer to them as the Young Professional Committee, and that chairperson attends the board meetings so that they can relay what's going on in the parent club back to the club satellite. And it's working really well.
And that's a model you would encourage?
That's a model I would encourage, because I think it's important for us to be bringing in younger Kiwanians and supporting them and providing an environment that they will want to stay Kiwanians for a long time.
Now, what happens on October 1st with regard to this initiative?
Sure. This initiative actually goes into place with the new administrative year, October 1st for the 08-09 year, and we will have some information available at Kiwanis1.org that a club could download, or they can always call Kiwanis, 1-800-Kiwanis, and dial 411 and get information from our member services department. Really, nothing has to change. There's no change or amendments that occur in your bylaws. You're simply going to recognize that you've got this group that's going to meet separately.
Joe Manninger, this is something I think a lot of people can chew on. They can see their clubs or other clubs they know and where this would work. Thanks for spending this time with us.
It's my pleasure.
And this is your Monday morning message. We'll see you next time.